那我们打开提摩太前书。
Please turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy.
我们在提摩太前书，我们要继续看第三章。第三章。第八节读到第十三节。
First Timothy chapter 3, we'll be reading from verse 8.
提摩太前书第八章第三章第八节说，做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。这等人要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他做执事。女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家，因为善做执事的自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
1 Timothy 3:8。Deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience, and let them also be tested first. Then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderous, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus.
这段圣经很清楚就是在讲教会的执事。
This passage clearly talks about the deacons in the church.
我们知道在教会里面有两个职分，一个就是长老，一个是执事。
We know that in the church there are two roles. One is that of elder or overseer, and the other of deacon.
为什么在保罗在这个地方讲这个执事这件事情呢？
But why does Paul over here in this part of the passage or this part of the book talk about deacons?
如果你看第十四或者第十五节，你就知道为什么他在讲这段圣经要讲这个执事跟长老的问题。
Well, if you look at verse 14 and 15, you'll see why.
第十四节说，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God.
所以这段圣经呢， 这本书呢就是在讲保罗告诉提摩太怎么样在神的家里或者怎么在教会里面来管理。
So this book is about Paul writing to Timothy to tell him how to conduct or how we should conduct ourselves in the house of God.
在这个时候呢，我就要把一个做一个最简单的一个复习。
So right now I just want to very quickly do a simple revision.
这个复习就是提到我们这个教会这个我看一看。这里我们看我们刚才所念的这段经文一开始的时候呢，已经提到说这个是在神的家里应该怎么样来管理。
And so as we said earlier on, this book is written so that we know how we should behave in the house of God.
所以如果你打开提摩太前书第一章的话，我们要做一个很快的复习。
So if you will turn to chapter 1, we'll do a very quick revision.
开始的时候呢，保罗就在第一章第三节，他说我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你留在以弗所，好嘱咐 那几个人不可传异教。
You'll see in verse 3, Paul says, As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
所以他一开始因为他发现保罗发现教会里面有人传异教，就是不同的福音，传假的道理，所以保罗要他揭发这个错误的教导。
And we see clearly that Paul has noticed that in the church of Ephesus, there were certain people teaching false doctrines.
所以第三、第四节告诉我们说，保罗留提摩太在那里，要吩咐他、嘱咐他，不要传异教。
And we see in verses 3 and 4 that Paul had left Timothy at Ephesus so that he would charge these people to not teach a different doctrine.
第一章第五节就讲到这个命令的目的，它的目的就是总归就是爱。
And then in verse 5, we see the intention of the command, which basically is love.
那么在第6到11节，他就解释这个命令的原因或者这个解释。
And then from verse 6 to 11, he talks about the interpretation of the command.
因为那段为什么要这样做呢？因为当时候的人，那时候他们很多人想做教法师，第七节，但是自己却不明白自己所讲的是什么。
Why? Because in verse 7 it says that many were desiring to be teachers, yet they didn't know what they were teaching.
所以保罗为什么这个时候要讲怎么样管理教会呢？为什么有长老的设立呢？为什么有执事呢？因为就是有一些人要做长老，要做执事，要做领导，但是却不知道他们在做什么。
So it answers the question, why is Paul talking about church leadership over here? Why is he talking about the qualifications of elders and deacons? It is because there were people in this church who wanted to lead, yet had no understanding of what they were meant to do.
而且这些人在讲一些错误的道理。
Not only that, these people were teaching a false doctrine.
所以保罗一开始从第一章第一到第十一节就告诉我们错误道理的这个问题，然后到第12节到17节呢，就是我们看到。 保罗讲说正确福音的见证是什么？
And so from verse 1 to verse 11, Paul talks about the fact that these people are teaching a false doctrine. And then from verse 12 onwards, he talks about the testimony of the gospel.
首先呢，保罗为自己这个福音来辩证。
First of all, he defends the gospel.
他这个就讲到说，他必须要告诉他们说，有人在竞争传讲这个错误的道理，他要告诉他说，第十二节说。 他说：“我才是真正的这个主的仆人。”
He talks about how these people are teaching a false doctrine, and in verse 12 he says how he himself is the real, is teaching the real thing.
所以他要为福音来辩护。
And so he is standing up for the gospel.
那么在第15到16节，你看到他说：“耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，十分可佩服的。”这个就讲到福音的内容。
And then in verse 14 and 15, he talks about the gospel. In verse 15, he says, The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He's talking about the content of the gospel.
所以他讲到福音的时候呢，他就赞扬赞美主说，荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
And in speaking about the gospel and its content, he cannot help but overflow in worship of God. In verse 17, he says, To the King of Ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, the honor and glory forever and ever.
所以保罗一开始的时候，有人传讲假的福音，那么他就告诉他什么是真的福音，然后呢，他就劝勉提摩太说，你要为属灵这个打这个美好的仗。So
Paul starts off by talking about the false teaching, standing against the false teaching, and then charging Timothy to fight the good fight.
所以第十八节说，你要打那美好的仗。And
that's why he says in verse 18. That you need to wage the good warfare.
那么19节他说要有信心 holding the faith.
In verse 19 he says you must hold the faith.
那么再来呢，你必须要至死忠心，就是那个这个讲到有无愧的良心。
And then he also talks about how he needs to have a good conscience.
接下来呢，他说就给他们看到那些人没有听从这个真理呢，所以他们有造成他们死亡的个案。And
then he also talks about how there were certain people who deviated from the faith and have indeed caused a shipwreck of their faith.
所以呢，接下来第二章呢，我们就发现他就告诉他要教会里面每一个人，特别是男人要举起这个祷告的手，为万国来祷告。
He goes on in chapter 2 by talking about how people, or men specifically, should be praying all the time.
那么他祷告呢，不但是祷告，而且他告诉他们祷告的目的。
Not only should they be praying, he talks about the motivation behind prayer.
因为这样的祷告是好的。
Because it's, he says that this is good.
是神的这个渴慕。
It is in fact God's desire.
而且呢，他是 为什么我们要这样为他们的救恩祷告呢？因为只有一位神跟一位中保。
And why should we be praying for the salvation of these kings and leaders? It is because there is only one God and one mediator.
而且呢，主耶稣来为我们担当了这个罪债，所以我们必须要把这个福音传给所有的人。
It is also because Jesus has paid the ransom for sinners.
所以这个就是保罗告诉我们要为万人祷告的目的。
And this is Paul telling us the purpose of praying for people.
那么保罗在最后呢，保罗在讲到他的这个，他是讲到要为万人祷告的支持。
And finally, he talks about the endorsement of prayers.
因为保罗在第七节那边讲到说，我为此派做传道，做使徒，做外邦人的师傅，教导他们相信，学习真道。
In verse 7, he endorses praying by saying, For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth.
所以他要我们教会所有的人为别人的救恩祷告，而且他告诉他祷告的目的，而且他自己本身也为此来付出。
So he tells us in verse 7 that he himself has been dedicated to this work.
接下来呢，他就不但是讲到这个男人要祷告，他就讲到这个女人呢应该怎么样做。He
not only talks to us about being men, but he also tells us about, or he paints the portrait of a godly woman.
特别你看第二章第十节。In
particular, look at verse chapter 2, verse 10.
啊，第二章第十节，你看一看。 第二章第十节
Chapter 2, verse 10
他说只有善行这才以自称是神敬神的女人相宜。你看到那几个字吗？自称是敬神的女人相宜。
In verse 10 it says, But with what is proper for women who profess godliness with good works?
所以你看到那个字说 woman who profess godliness 就是自称是敬虔的女人。什么叫做自称是敬虔的女人？你认为你是敬虔的女人，你就应该有这些条件。
What does Paul mean when he says women who profess godliness?
那么他讲要男人要祷告，女人呢要以这些条件。
Paul says men need to pray. These are the necessary things for women.
所以你看第九节。
So look at verse 9.
第九节在这里讲到，他说什么呢？他说我愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法黄金珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
He says that likewise also women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold and or pearls or costly attire.
所以这边 adorn 这个字呢，就是指 cosmetic 的意思，它意思说你的装饰，但看到都是在指外表的行为，不要用外表的编法、黄金、珍珠跟贵价的衣服来表现你自己。And
this word adorn is talks about the cosmetics or the external, the aesthetics that a woman should avoid.
那么，所以这边就讲到说，女人的外表，如果你是自称敬虔的女人，你要注意你的外表。
And so he's saying that if you are a woman who professes godliness, you need to pay attention to the external.
不要穿这些黄金、贵价、贵重的衣服、珍珠等等，而是要以注重内心的这个内在的实际。
And by that he means to avoid an external expression of braiding of hair or gold or pearls or costly attire, but to esteem what's more important, which is the inside.
那么特别是在16节他说女人要沉静，而且要依偎顺服。And
then more importantly he says in verse 15 that
verse 11
that a woman needs to learn quietly and be submissive.
啊，特别在这边讲到说 第九节也提到那个自守 self-control。
In verse 9, it also talks about her self-control.
所以不但是注意外表，也要注意内在。
And so she not only has to focus on or be aware of the outside, she has to be aware inside.
不但是这样啊，不但是有注意外表跟内在呢，而且要注意她自己所做的工。
She also needs to be careful, or she needs to focus on the work that she does.
你看第十节，只要有善行。
In verse 10, it talks about good works.
啊，所以这个就是敬虔女人的一些表征。然后接下来呢，在第十一到十三节，他就在讲这样的应用，女人怎么样用这些教导应用在她生活上呢？
So he painted a picture of the godly woman, and in verse 11 and verse 11 to 12, 13, he talks about the application.
然后他所以在这个时候，他就说他不许女人讲道，也不许女人管辖男人，只要沉静。
And over here he talks about how women should not be teachers, she should not also exercise authority over men.
所以那个我不许女人讲道那个字呢，这个字是指教导的意思。
And over here when he says she cannot teach, she means to, he means to be teaching.
那么他为什么不允许女人教导男人呢？他是指特别是对象，不是说女人不可以教导所有的人，只是说女人不可以教导男人。
And then he says, do not exercise authority over men, meaning that a woman should not be teaching a man.
特别我们讲到这个是指在教会里面应该怎么样行的时候呢，他不许女人在教会里面教导男人，因为十三节是先造是亚当，后造是夏娃，而且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱陷在罪里。
And in particular, he's talking in the context of a church. And in a church, a woman should not be exercising authority over a man or teaching him. He gives the reason for this when he talks in verse 8:13 about the order of creation, that Adam was formed first, then Eve. Moreover, Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived.
所以那个问题呢，不是文化。
And so the problem here is not culture.
不是特别的情况。
It is not any sort of special situation.
因为他给我们的理由是因为这是创造的次序。
Because the reason he gives us is the order of creation.
所以创造的次序就是能够普遍下都必须要遵守的。
And if it is an order of creation, then all of us need to be following this.
所以在这里他就告诉我们，他说女人不可以向男人讲道，或者教导，或者是甚至呢，女人不可以管辖男人，这样谁可以管辖男人呢？
So if then a woman cannot teach or exercise authority over men, who can?
所以才我们来到第三章，就讲到说监督的职分。
And that brings us to chapter 3, which talks about the qualifications of overseers.
所以我们提到这个监督跟长老是同一个词，不同，同一个意思，不同的词来代表。
And we said that both overseers and elders are synonymous.
特别是在提多书他讲到说这个长老 的条件是什么的时候，他也提到监督。
And we see even in the book of Titus that as he is speaking about the qualifications of an overseer, he uses the word elder as well.
所以这个长老跟监督呢是彼此通用的。
And so we see that the words overseer and elder are interchangeable.
所以我们跟上一次跟大家看到讲长老的呼召，长老的条件跟长老的责任。
So last week we looked at the calling of the elders, the criteria of the elders, as well as the charge of the elders.
所以当我们发现这段，今天我们这段圣经呢，就是提到另外一个职分叫做执事。
Today we look at yet a different role called deacon.
所以这个执事呢是什么意思呢？
So what is a deacon?
那我们来看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
第八节说执事呢，他说做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财。
Verse 8 it tells us deacons likewise must be dignified, not double tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain.
所以问题这个字执事是什么意思呢？
So what does this word deacon mean?
其实这个执事这个词呢，基本上是指一个人在做这个服务员，就是端这个食物服务那个这些给这个我们叫做 waiter。
The word deacon comes from the term to describe waiting on tables.
所以说呢，我们可以把这个字的意思呢，是指着佣人或者仆人。
Very often we can use the word servant or service to describe deacon.
佣人或者仆人就是 servant 的意思。
Basically, it is a servant.
那么有时候我们用在做服侍或者侍奉。
Sometimes we talk about it being a service or ministry.
有时候呢，我们看到主耶稣在这个把水变酒的那个的故事里面呢，他去找这些仆人，就是这个字。
And we often talk about how when Jesus turns the water into wine at the wedding, and he looks for the servants. This is the word servant.
特别是当彼得在的岳母呢当神主耶稣医好他之后，就起来服侍他们，也是同一个字。
We also see this word used in the account of Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. Once she was healed, she got up and she served him.
所以这个字基本上的意思就是服侍。
So at the very basic level, this word really just talks about service.
所以这个字服侍，结果这个服侍这样为什么有把它当作是一个职分呢，或者是一个位置？
If it is such a ubiquitous term and so often used, why is it that it is now being seen as an office?
所以我们记得在这个使徒行传第六章吗？
If you will remember in Acts chapter 6,
在使徒行传第六章，我们去年在跟大家思想的时候呢，也提到这段经文。
And as we were studying last year on the book of Acts, we also talked about this chapter.
讲到这个，当时候他们使徒行传第六章讲到说，当时候的人忽略了这个希利尼人的这个寡妇。
And chapter 6 talks about how in those days, in the early days of the church, there were Hellenist widows who felt were being neglected.
结果因为他们被忽略了，所以没有饭吃。结果呢，保罗这个使徒们就差遣七个人，有好名声，有被圣灵充满，在第三节那里能老管理这些事情。
And as because they were neglected, many of them were not given food.And so what the apostles did was, they chose seven people. In verse 3, it says, pick up from among you seven men of good repute.
那么很多人就把这段圣经呢当作这个就是执事的开始。
And many people see this as perhaps the start of the office of deacon.
但是如果我们仔细看那段圣经呢，那段圣经里面执事这个字呢没有出现过。
Yet if you look carefully and study this passage, the term deacon never shows up.
而且呢，那时候提出七个人呢，都是有希腊名字的人。
And at that time, the people who were chosen were very specifically Greeks.
所以这个不可能是只是只有希腊人才能够做。
And so it cannot be that only Greeks can be deacons.
所以那段圣经其实基本上可以说是那个执事观念的开始，但是当保罗写提摩太前书的时候呢，大概已经相隔三十年。
And so perhaps it can be seen as the start of the concept or the idea of deacon. Yet when we come to 1 Timothy, it has 30 years has passed since Acts 6.
教会的人数增长得很快。
At this point, the church has grown tremendously.
所以来到一个阶段呢，保罗认为有需要来建立起这个执事的这个职分。
And we've come to a point in the church where Paul sees the need for an office of deacon.
所以保罗就认为，虽然执事的意思就是我们大家都要服侍，但是当中呢，有一些人呢是要被有一个这个。正式的承认 ，become official 的意思。
And while deacon or the term deacon suggests a very common service, it has come to a point where Paul sees the need for an official office of a deacon.
所以怎么知道他这个是一个正式的职分呢
？How then do we see that this person is a deacon？
所以我们想在这里是第一次保罗提起来。
So as we said, this is the first time Paul has talked about deacons.
所以他提起了教会有两个职分，一个就是长老，另外一个就是提起来 这边讲到执事，而且受他执事的这个责任是什么？
And so Paul talks about two roles in the church, one of overseer or elder, the other is deacon, and today we see what the qualifications of a deacon are.
所以在这边我们就看到保罗不但是给执事有一个正确的正式的这个职分，同时呢在这个腓立比书如果你翻一翻看腓立比书他那里也是看出来那个是一个正式的一个职位。
And over here, since it's the first time that Paul talks about this office of deacon, we also see the same spoken of in the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第一章第一节那里说到，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里众圣徒和诸位监督还有诸位执事，你看到吗？这个就是一个正式的职分。
In particular, if you look at Philippians chapter 1 verse 1, Paul writes, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the overseers and deacons. And you will see that these have become an official office, official role.
所以这次这个腓立比书就很清楚让我们知道教会里面有两个职事分。
And this verse is very clear in showing us that there are indeed two roles in this church.
所以在提摩太我们的书信里面呢提到他要设立长老，同时呢第八节就说做执事的也是如此，好像长老这样必须要设立，而且必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘等等。
And just like in the previous chapter of overseers or the previous passage of overseers, he says in verse 8, deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain.
所以这里就告诉我们执事的一些条件。
This tells us that there are certain qualifications.
所以我想问大家这个问题，是不是只有执事才在教会里面服侍，其他的人不用服侍呢？
So my question to you is this. Is it only the deacon that serves in the church and the rest don't have to?
是不是说哦，你是执事，所以你做，我们全部都不用做呢？
Does it mean since you are a deacon that you are the only one that serves and I don't have to do anything?
当然我们知道这个是不是这样的教导，圣经不是这样的教导。
Obviously we know that the Bible doesn't teach us that.
圣经告诉我们每一个信徒呢都必须去服侍其他的人。
The Bible is clear and teaches us that every single Christian needs to be serving one another.
所以我们发现呢，圣经里面的教导是每一个基督徒，你只要是基督徒，你必须去服侍别人。
And the Bible is clear that as long as you are Christian, you need to be serving.
或许我们请大家打开这段圣经看一看就清楚了。你看马可福音第十章。
Perhaps we can all turn to Mark chapter 10 for greater clarity.
马可福音第十章，我们看第三十五节。
We'll be looking at chapter 10, verse 35.
马可福音第十章三十五，我要读到四十五节。
We'll be reading from 35 to 45.
马可福音第十章三十五节，西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰进前来，对耶稣说：“父子，我们无论求你什么，你愿你给我们做。”耶稣说：“要给我。”耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么呢？”他们说：“赐我们在你荣耀里一个坐左边，一个坐右边，一个坐左边。”耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。”说：“我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？”我说：“受的洗你们能受吗？”他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我的左边左右不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备就赐给谁。”那十个门徒听见就恼怒雅各、约翰。耶稣就叫他们来，对他们说：“你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必须做你们的用人；你们中间谁愿为首的，就必做仆人。 众人的仆人，因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Mark chapter 10:35-45 says, And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left hand in glory. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it is prepared, has been prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John, and Jesus called them to him and said to them, You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
当我们讲到教会的职分的时候，很多人就有很多问题。
When we talk about the roles in a church, many people have many problems.
啊，如果我们不谈到职位职分，大家都很开心，彼此相爱。一讲到有职位职分呢，我们就开始吵架了，谁做大，谁做小。
We're all happy and friendly when we don't talk about hierarchy or roles and positions, but the minute we do, everyone seems to be fighting.
这个我们发现犹太人、中国人跟犹太人一样，他们都很注意这个高低的问题。
And we see from this passage that actually Jews and Chinese aren't very different. After all, we are all very much sensitive to hierarchy.
但是保罗啊，这个主耶稣告诉他们说。你们不要像外邦人一样，外邦人呢有这个有尊为君王的治理他们，但是呢，我们要不是以来管理人，而是要做众人的仆人，做众人的用人。
But Jesus calls them and tells them, "Do not be like the leaders or rulers of the Gentiles who lord it over them or exercise authority over them. No, if you want to be a leader in the church." You in fact need to be serving others.
所以我们在教会里面呢，我们要强调的是，我们如果你认为你很爱神，你很属灵，你就应该比众人更加谦卑，更加努力的在降低自己去服侍众人。
So if you think that you are especially spiritual, then you should be trying to outdo others in being humble and in serving others.
所以只有那些仆人才能够做这个长老，仆人才能够做执事。
And it is only servants who are able to be overseers and elders and deacons.
所以我们在教会里面跟外邦人应该有不同，就是我们要真做降卑、谦卑下来，而不是真做座头。
And we as Christians or Christian leaders really need to be different from the worldly leaders. And instead of clamoring for power, we clamor to be the most servant-like.
如果你对我好，我要对你对我好十倍。
And we need to try to outdo doing good to one another. If you are good to me, I need to outdo that goodness by 10 times.
如果我们这样做的话呢，你就会发现教会呢跟世人分别很明显。
And if we indeed live that out in the church, you will see the difference that it is stark between the church and the world.
所以我们就要强调是主耶稣的教导是，我们每一个人在教会里面呢，都应该以服侍众人为目的。
And so, like Jesus said, in the church, we need to be very purposeful about serving others.
但是有些人说，不是的，我来教会是要敬拜神，我来教会就是要服侍神，我不是要服侍人。
But some might say, no, I come to church not to serve others, I come to church to worship God and to serve God.
如果你是这样想的话呢，我就要你看另外一个经文。
If this is you, I want to point you to another verse.
你打开马太福音第25章。
Please turn your Bibles to Matthew 25.
马太福音第25章，我们看31节。
Matthew chapter 25, and we will be looking at verse 31.
马太福音三二十五章三十一节那边是讲到主再来的时候的情形。
In Matthew 25:31, it talks about the condition when
the 主再来 second coming of Christ.
The second coming of Christ.
马太福音二十五章三十一节说，当人子在荣耀里同坐众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般。他把绵羊安置在右边，山羊安置在左边，于是对那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了你给我吃，渴了你给我喝，我做客旅你给留住我，我侧身露体你给我穿，我病了你来看顾我，我在监里你来看我。一人就回答说，主啊，我什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝呢？什么时候见你做客旅留住你？什么时候侧身露体给你穿呢？又什么时候见你病了或者下在监里来看你呢？王回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中最小的身上，就是坐在我身上。
Verse 31 of Matthew chapter 25 says, When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit in His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on His left. Now the King will say to those on His right, Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. 37 Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you? Or naked and clothed you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.
所以你看到吗？当我们在服侍弟兄姐妹，当他们饿了我们给他吃，渴了我们给他喝，他赤身露体我们给他穿，他下在监里我们去看他的时候，你就是坐在耶稣基督的身上。
Do you see that when we do these things to our brothers and sisters, when they're hungry, we give them food, when they're thirsty, we give them drink, if they're a stranger, we welcome them, naked, we clothe them, sick, we visit them. It is doing these things to one another is doing these things to God.
你要服侍神吗？你就服侍我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
You want to serve God? Serve the brothers and sisters in our midst.
特别是那些有需要的，而且被人忽略的那些人，你坐在那些人身上，你就是坐在耶稣基督身上。
Especially those that have needs, especially those that have been neglected.
所以我们一定要跟世人分别出来。
So you see, we have to be different from the world.
所以我们每一个人都要服侍。
And so we all need to be serving.
因为你不要来到主耶稣再来的时候，你说主耶稣说你这些事情你都没有做。
Don't wait till the time where Christ returns and he finds that you've not done any of this at all.
所以我们教会里面呢，每一个人都要服侍。
And so in this church, every one of us should be serving.
那么为什么当中又有一些人被选派为执事呢？
Yet, why are there certain people who have been chosen as deacons?
好像如果我们每一个人都是很会洗地，但是当中有一个人，你是洗地的执事。
Perhaps, amongst all of us, we are all good at washing the floor, but there's one of us who is a floor washing deacon.
是不是他洗得特别干净？
Is it because he washes especially clean?
是不是他特别有洗地的这个专家？
Maybe he is gifted in floor washing.
让我们来看他的条件是什么。
Well, let's take a look at the qualification.
如果我们回去看提摩太前书第三章的时候呢，我们看到他的条件是什么呢？他要按立这样的姿势呢，他第一，他必须端庄。
So let's return to 1 Timothy 3, verse 8. It says, A deacon must be dignified.
他必须一口两舌。
He cannot be double-tongued.
他不可以好喝酒。
Not addicted to much wine.
不可以不贪不义之财。
Not greedy for dishonest gain.
这边讲的是什么呢？
What is this talking about?
这个基本是讲到个人的生活。
Over here we're talking about personal life.
所以你会发现这个例子如果你继续看下去呢，他讲的不是你有多厉害来做一个工作，而是在讲个人的这个品格。
And as you read on, you will find that it is not talking about a particular skill at doing something, but a particular character.
他讲的是你做知识的时候必须要有这些品格啊，我们等下仔细的看。
And he's saying that if you are a deacon, you need to have these characteristics.
所以我们先来看这个个人的生活品格。
So let's first take a look at these personal characteristics.
第一呢，他是讲到说这个人必须是端庄。
The first he talks about this deacon needs to be dignified.
端庄的意思呢，有时候被形容成这个是被来形容敬畏神或者来敬拜神的意思。
And very often or sometimes this word is used to talk about being reverential to God.
所以这个字呢的意思是说，当中要有人有一个庄严，或者是一个被受人尊敬或者受人敬仰的意思。
And by extension, this means that this person needs to have qualities that are respectable by others.
所以这个非常重要，甚至这个字有时候被形容人害怕他。
In fact, there is a sense in this word which talks about a certain fear of the person.
意思说他很认真。
It means that this person is very serious.
所以这个字的意思是应该认，你要安利这个人呢，这个人必须受人尊重、尊敬。
And in order to install a person as a deacon, this person needs to be respectable.
他不可以这个很草率或者轻率或者很随便。
He cannot be overly flippant or casual.
所以他不是一个很认真这个严肃的。
He is a serious, respectable man.
第二呢，他必须是不可以一口两舌。
The second quality is he cannot be double tongued.
意思说他不要。 一边讲一句话，另外一边讲另外一句话。他必须要讲老实话，他必须要忠心。
That means he cannot be saying one thing to one person and another to another person.
他不可以假冒为善。
He cannot be hypocritical.
他必须要有品格，他必须要有这个正直的性情。
And he must have a certain uprightness.
那么第三呢，他必须要是不好喝酒。
Number three, he cannot be addicted to much wine.
所以这边有就说，哎呀，我不是 addict， 我不是被酒，我不是这个醉酒的人。
Some might respond by saying, but I'm not an addict, I'm not a drunkard.
但是呢，这句话的意思呢，它原本的意思说，你不是一些喜欢酒的人。
But the original sense of the language is that this is a person who does not like wine.
他不是一个常常想念酒的人。
He is not a person who constantly has wine on his mind.
所以如果一个人很喜欢酒，常常讲各种的酒类，很喜欢不同的酒，收藏酒，你要很小心。
And so if it's a person who is constantly talking about, thinking about, or collecting wines, you need to be careful.
那么第四呢，他讲是不贪不义之财。
The next one talks about being greedy for dishonest gain.
所以他必须一个老实人不会因为财而动声色。
And so this person is an honest man. He is not he does not focus on gaining things.
那么除了他有个人的生活之外呢，他必须有灵性的生活。
In addition to a personal life, he needs to have a spiritual life.
你看第九节。
Look at verse 9.
他说要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
It says that he must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
很多人说你是执事吗？执事就是管理，服务员嘛，在餐厅里面做服务，就是给人端food的，跟这个遵守固守真道有什么关系？
And you might say, but this person is the office of deacon is an administrative position. It is one that is service focused. What does it have to do with spirituality?
所以你仔细看这段经文里面，不是讲说你这个你做你的工作有做得多么好，你有多么有这个技巧。 有，不是，他是讲他的品格，现在他是讲他的灵性。
So it is the deacon is not someone who is particularly skilled. It is not a skill that we're talking about. He's talking about the personal characteristics of this person.
那么这里他说要纯清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
And over here it talks about the mystery of the faith.
那么奥秘是什么意思呢？奥秘就是讲以前旧约没有讲的东西，但是通过使徒里面讲出来，这个已经基本上是指新约的意思。
And what this mystery is talks about is when once this thing was unknown and now has been revealed, and we are talking here about the New Testament.
所以这个人是凭着良心把真道守得很好。
And this person holds this mystery with a clear conscience.
所以如果你看到一个人呢，他要做执事呢，他要服侍弟兄姐妹，他必须要在教会里面服侍呢，你必须要知道他不。 他如果你要安利他呢，他必须是众人都知道他是一个固守真道、很认真行道，而且守真理的人。
So if a person is to be appointed a deacon, he needs to be known as a man who is serious about the faith and who holds it with great seriousness.
所以你可以发现呢，这个人的灵性呢，这个职事非常重要，不只是说他是服务员，他就只是端。 端那些食物出来给人吃而已，但是他又有很好的灵性做代表。And
so we see that he's talking about a spiritual life. He's not referring to a person who is particularly skilled or handy at a particular thing like serving food to people.
那么除了个人生活、灵性生活，还有他必须有教会生活。
Now in addition to a godly personal life and spiritual life, he needs to have a church life.
那么他说这等人要受试验，第十节，若没有可责之处，然后才叫他做执事。
Verse 10 it says, let them also be tested first, then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless.
所以这边就给我们看到，很多时候我们很快，哎呀，我很喜欢他，很会做工，我们安利他，不要，我们要等。 要等他受试验，意思说给时间，不用赶。他如果真的是神要他做的话呢，你怎么样都好，他一定会被安利的，因为这是神的旨意。There
is a tendency for us to say, oh, I like this person, he does things really well, let's appoint him. But this verse tells us that we need to wait. There is no need to rush into it. If indeed over time he does this, the Lord's will is that he will be appointed.
如果是神的旨意，一定会成就的。
If it is God's will, then it will most certainly come to pass.
而且当时间长了之后，你会发现他是不是有无可责备之处呢？
And it is over the passing of time that we are able to see if indeed he is blameless.
但是有些人说，哎呀，这段圣经讲到执事要受试验，他没有讲到长老要受试验。
Some people say that, well, this passage tells us that deacons need to be tested first, but there is no such thing in the qualifications for overseers.
记得吗？我们在讲到长老的时候，三章第一节讲到说，那些人如果要得建督的职分呢，他就是羡慕上工，这话是可信的。But
I want to remind you, in verse 1 of chapter 3, it says that if anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task.
所以讲到那个。 想要那个 aspire， 意思说，当那个人要一样东西，要到他不能是心里渴慕神，是他已经去做了。那么一段时间长了，大家认出来，是同样的道理。
And this word aspiration means that he not only desires it, he is working towards it. And this has the same meaning as over time letting him be tested first.
所以那个人不只是心里要，而且他已经行出来了。然后过了一段时间，众人看出来，知道，哎呀，这个人的确是神所重用的人，所以我们才来承认他是主的仆人。
Not only does he have a desire in his heart, he is working it out. And over time, as people recognize that, he can be installed as an overseer.
所以执事也是需要一段时间，长老也是需要一段时间。
And in the same way, a deacon requires a length of testing time, as well as the elder.
所以我们如果真是做长老，就是真知识的人呢，不管你有没有给他那个职分呢，他已经做了，只是说我们不是我们去安利他，我们去appoint他，我们这是认出来，这个是神已经把这样的思想、这样的意念放在他的心里面。
And a man who is truly qualified as deacon or elder is one who is already doing these things, whether or not he has been appointed to the official office.
么除了我们个人的生活、灵修生活、教会生活，而且他的婚姻生活也是非常重要的。
The next point is marital life.
特别是他讲到这个，他第十二节说，执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫。
And it's spoken about in verse 12 where it says, let deacons each be the husband of one wife.
这个同样的跟做长老一模一样，一个意思的，他的意思就是说他必须是忠心的，只有一个，他的生命里面呢，只有一个忠于他的太太。
And like in the qualifications for overseers, this talks about a faithfulness.
那么接下来，不但是婚姻生活，而且我们也看到他的家庭生活。
Not only marital life is important, but family life as well.
那么特别就讲到说，这个你看十二节，自是只要做一个妇人的丈夫，不但是这样呢，他必须好好管理儿女和自己的家。
It says here that the deacons need to be managing their children and their households well.
所以当我们这样讲的时候呢，就看到这个是整个讲到个人灵修、教会、婚姻跟家庭生活。
And so when we take a step back, we see that what we're talking about here is personal life, spiritual life, church, marital, and family life.
如果你仔细听的话，你会发现我没有讲第十一节。
If you were paying attention, you realize that I missed out on verse 11.
你看第十一节，他说女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说察言，有节制，凡事忠心。
It says that their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderous, but sober-minded, faithful in all things.
如果你注意听的话呢，我念华文跟我们的弟兄念英文呢，中间就有不同了。
And if you were paying attention to both languages, you will realize that there are differences.
华文圣经已经把它翻译成女执事，但是英文刚才所念的这个 ESV 呢，并没有把它翻译成女执事，它是说执事的妻子。
In the Chinese version, you would have heard the translation female deacons or deaconess. However, in the English and the ESV, it says their wives.
但是在原文 的意思里面呢，只有一个字，就是指女人。
However, in the original language, it is just one term to describe women.
所以这个女人是指执事的太太呢，还是在指女执事呢？
So do these women refer to the wives of deacons or female deacons?
所以这个是在这个解经下呢就争执了。
And so there is some debate amongst Bible scholars.
所以有一些人认为这段圣经呢其实是在讲女执事，特别是华文圣经已经把它翻译成女执事。
Some people take the position that we're talking about female deacons, and the Chinese Bible has gone ahead and done that.
我们的弟兄所念的这个英文呢，他并不采用这个，他是认为这个是女人，或者说是翻译成这个他就翻译成这个执事的太太。
But the English, especially in the translation in the ESV, translates it as the wives of deacons.
所以有这两个，到底哪一个才是对呢？
So which one is correct?
但是如果你仔细看呢，女执事呢，通常他这边有提到说。也是如此，他特别是英文圣经，他有翻译成说 likewise, it must be. 他的意思呢，就是说好像他讲到执事的时候呢 ，likewise deacon must be. 他的结构很相似，所以讲完长老讲执事，他的结构是这样，讲完执事讲女执事，结构是一样，所以他认为这个应该是在讲女执事，而不是讲执事的妻子。
There is a tendency when this word likewise is used at the start of 11 that it is moving on to a separate although related topic, and it is the same as the likewise that is being used in verse 8, and as a result that we see that it is very likely that it is moving on to a separate subject.
但是讲到她是女人，这个女人是指那个执事的太太，她说你看第十节他在讲的时候呢，他是在第十二节，十二节是在讲做妇人的丈夫，前面他一直讲他的太太，那么接下来他就讲家庭，所以这个应该是很自然的，是讲到这个执事的太太，而不是指女执事。
And if you look at not just 11 but also 12, you will see that in verse 12 talks about how deacons need to be husband of one wife. It seems like there is a natural flow which should start from the wives of deacons into the household of the deacons.
但是无论你怎么样看，你采取任何一个选择，其实这段圣经呢没有冲突。
But whichever position you take, you will find that there is no material difference.
因为这边讲到说，这个女执事呢，必须端庄不说茶饮有节制，跟上面讲到执事的条件呢，其实是重复的。
Because if you look at verse 11 and the qualities over here, the dignified, slanderous, and sober-minded, it is almost like it is a repetition of what came before about deacons.
所以如果是这样的话，他说。 执事必须这样，他的太太必须这样，他的女儿、他的孩子必须这样，这个就是很自然的一个思路。And
so a very natural reading of it could then be the deacon must be so, his wife must be so, his daughter must be so.
但是有些人坚持说这个一定要指女执事，而不是指他的太太呢，很可能他是要坚持说执事不只是男人的，只有女人也可以做的。And
there are others who will be firm on the fact that no, this is talking about women deacons, essentially this tells us of their focus.
意思是说女人也可以做执事。
And that means that even women can be deacons.
但是如果像女人也可以做执事呢，其实圣经有其他的经文证明当时候已经有女执事了，不只是这段经文。
Well, the Bible at this point already has spoken of a female deacon.
特别是在罗马书16章1节的时候。
And in particular, we refer you to Romans 16, verse 1.
他说，保罗说，我向你们推荐姐妹菲比，她是坚戈里教会里的女执事。And
he says in Romans 16:1, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Sentry.
所以会发现，华文圣经又在跟英文圣经有冲突，因为华文圣经已经把它定为女执事。
And again, we see a slight difference in the English and the Chinese. In the Chinese, it already identifies her as a female deacon.
但是呢，英文圣经呢，如果你仔细看呢，它也应该是指一个职分，因为你介绍人的时候，你说我们教会的弟兄或者我们教会的姐妹，你不会说我们教会的仆人，这个的意思就可见它有一个正式的这个职分。
Yet implied, even in the English, there is a sense of an office because when you introduce a regular member of the church or a congregation, a member of the congregation, you would say this is brother or sister so and so. You would not say servant of the church.
所以当我们你会发现，我教会跟外邦人不同就在这里。And
you will see the difference between the church and the world is this.
当我们讲他是神的仆人，他就是位置很高；当我说他是主教，他位置很低。
And so when we say, oh, this is a God's servant, when we say that he is a servant or she is a servant of the church, that means this person has an official role in the church.
所以这边就回来讲到同样的东西，我们讲说，如果我们众人都是服侍，我们众人都是。 都是在服侍做服侍的， 为什么要选一些人出来说他是正式的服侍人？
And we come back to the question that we asked at the very start. If everyone as Christians are already serving, why is there a need for a deacon?
那么如果你仔细看他这个条件呢，这些都不是讲说他做那件，比如说洗厕所，他洗得特别好，叫做厕所长。
And again, if you look at the qualifications, it doesn't show that he is particularly skilled at one area of service. For example, he is in charge of cleaning the toilets.
而且是指他的内涵、他的品格、他的灵性、他的家庭，这些到底是什么意思呢？
Instead, it speaks of his personal characteristics, his temperament, and his household. Why?
我相信他的意思就是保罗。 或者圣灵通过保罗要告诉我们，就是他把这个知识，把他注意力在他的表现，或者是他成为众人的榜样，他服侍的榜样。
And we believe that it is the Holy Spirit through Paul, installing a person that is exemplary.
所以呢，你要做执事的话呢，就是说我不但是做得很好，我有家庭的见证，我有孩子的见证，我有太太的见证。 我有生活的见证，灵修的见证等等，而且我特别的服侍，众人看到我服侍比别人更多，我怎么安利他成为这个执事？ 叫人看，这个就是我们的代表。
He is an example. He is an example in his personal life, in his spiritual life, in his marital life, his household, and he is exemplary as a servant. And he is the one who represents all these qualities.
所以这个就是我们看到教会里面呢，要比别人更谦卑，比别人更愿意服侍人，这个就是教会的特征。
And the unique characteristic of the church is that this a person like this is one who is even more humble and even more willing to serve than everyone else.
所以我们今天跟大家思想的就是，第一是执事的责任，他执事的职位或者他的意思是什么。
So today we look at firstly the responsibility of a deacon.
啊，他的责任就是他的定义。
And this responsibility is already his role.
那么而且呢，他的条件是什么？
And then of course we looked at the requirements.
最后呢，就是他的奖赏是什么？
And then finally we talked about the reward of a deacon.
你看第十三节。
So look at verse 13.
他说，因为善做执事的，自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
Verse 13 says, For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus.
所以刚才我讲到说，做执事的意思就是说，你比众人更加谦卑，更加爱神，更加愿意服侍，成为众人的榜样，就在这里。他说，做执事的呢，自己已经来到美好的地步，这个字，美好的地步， a good standing, 意思是说，我比别人更前进一步，被神来承认。
And when we spoke just now of how deacons are even more willing to serve, are more humble, we're really talking here about what verse 13 says as a good standing, which talks about how he is one step ahead.
所以他是比别人更加被神来这个奖赏，就是说神承认他比别人好。所以这个的意思是说，所以我说这个的意思就是给众人成为众人的榜样，给别人看见应该这样学。
And this person is God has installed him and he has given him a head start or put him ahead of the rest as an example to everyone else.
所以我们这样的认识呢，这段圣经的意思就告诉我们说，做执事的呢必须要成为众人的榜样，能够在谦卑上面，在灵性上面，个人生活上面，生活方面等等服侍众人，使到大家都认识他的确是服侍的，这样的话呢，就我们都向他学习。
This person, as we say, is exemplary in terms of service, is exemplary in his personal life, his marital life, his household, and we can all learn from him.
所以执事的意思就是要成为教会众人的榜样。
So a deacon is one who is an example,
带头让教会更好的服侍，彼此的服侍来服侍神。
And he is the one who leads others in being more willing to serve.
所以你是不是一个服侍人的基督徒呢？
So are you a Christian that serves others?
是不是当有人需要的时候，你给他吃太渴了，给他喝，他有需要给他穿，他如果生病了去看他，你是不是那一个人呢？
Are you a Christian that when you see your brothers and sisters hungry, you give them food? When they're thirsty, you give them drink? If they're not well, you visit them?
你是不是爱神呢？如果你很爱神，你要服侍神呢，你就必须去服侍我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
If you think you're a person that loves God, then you need to be serving the brothers and sisters.
你越爱神，你就越爱服侍弟兄姐妹。
The more you love God, the more it is that you will love your brothers.
圣经里面提到基督徒是耶稣是神眼中的同人。
The Bible talks about how the Christian is the apple of Jesus's eye.
如果是这样的话呢，你越爱主，你就越要去服侍。
And if that is true, then the more you love God, the more it is that you will love the people.
所以当我们看见你多服侍的时候呢，我就知道你有多爱神。
And when we see you serving others, I know how much you love God.
盼望我们在这边学习，成为跟世界分别出来，我们的团体就是这样，我们的教会就是这样来服侍神。
I do hope that it is in this respect that we can become different from the world and others will see it and realize the difference.
让我们来唱一首诗歌，110首。
Let us respond with a hymn, song number 110 in your hymns of praise hymn books.